This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The 1-2. Astros, Yankees. Saturday night, game one.
And just like that, the thing that we've wanted for months upon months upon months, we finally get, and we got to jump right into it tomorrow. Astros versus Yankees, officially official, the ALCS, the two best teams in the American League, the Houston Astros versus the New York Yankees, a rematch of 2017 when the Astros won the World Series. And of course, this is all possible, John Lopez, because the Houston Astros took care of business yesterday against the Rays. Game five, ALCS, the best pitcher in the world on the bump, and the Astros did what you thought they would do, what I thought they would do, and what all of Houston thought they would do. The Astros advanced to the World Series.
Man, I can't even sit down right now. I already had to stand up. Usually I stand up only when I need to stretch or something. I'm so excited about this weekend, about what happened last night, about this show, about the loopholes being a part of it, and let's start with last night. I mean, Gerrit Cole is in the kind of zone right now that if I'm an Astros teammate, I barely even want to talk with him. You know, I barely – this guy is otherworldly right now. Let's not downplay, you know, as much as we're excited about the Astros advancing, taking a game five, the atmosphere, the intensity of the night, even though the Astros scored four in the first – and we'll get to that, I'm sure. But just even though we're excited about the Yankees, I mean, just go on and on about all the things that surround this team that were a part of last night's game that made it so special. Don't bury the lead. Gerrit Cole has this team on his back. He is putting out the kind of pitching performance that you go back and look at some of the names that he's associated with, and these are legit names, not like we were talking about yesterday afternoon where people are contrived with some of the way they try to stretch a guy's performance into making it sound special. No. I'm talking Koufax, Bob Gibson. This is not hyperbole, Landry. I mean, you say it all the time.
I've
been around long enough to see, not those guys, but Nolan Ryan and Mike Scott. And, I mean, just go down the Oral Hershiser. I'll get it
Hershiser.
Right. I'll say it right eventually. I mean, that's where he is. Let's not bury the fact that we are watching a pitcher that is in an incredible otherworldly zone.
The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, Figgy Fig live at the Houston Open on Sports Radio 610. Best pitcher in the world was on the bump yesterday. And I got to say this. I think this is something nobody's talking about.
Okay.
About this series. Thank you. We talked about A.J. Hinch's decision to start Verlander on 3 days rest.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make a case that didn't work out because Justin Verlander got shelled.
Well, it didn't work out. You don't even have to make a case.
Well,
it didn't work out.
I think it did. And
well,
this is why I think it did, because that decision made it 100% certain that the best pitcher in baseball, the best pitcher in the world, a guy who, no disrespect to Justin Verlander, is better than Justin Verlander right now, was on the bump in a winner-go-home game.
Yeah.
To me, I know that it didn't work out for Verlander, and I'm not saying Verlander couldn't have gone out there and pitched a gem, but Verlander's not in the same league as Gerrit Cole right now. Gerrit Cole is on another planet the way he's throwing the rock right now. And while we can criticize the decision and we can say that Verlander looked lost, Gerrit Cole went out there and did what you would expect him to do, and that wouldn't have been possible had Verlander not pitched on 3 days rest. And also, you also got to look at it this way. Tomorrow in the ALCS, Zach Greinke, who's bad on the road, who is awful in New York. I want to see his ERA is over 9.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be pitching in front of a home crowd that's going to have his back. So I think the decision that A.J. Hinch made that didn't look like it was a good decision a couple days ago, I think it contributed to yesterday's win, and I think it contributes to getting the Astros off to a potentially better start tomorrow in the ALCS.
Well, I mean, we'll see, because it is Zach Greinke, but and we've talked about some of the issues he's had in the postseason, but that wasn't his intent. I mean, that wasn't.
No, it wasn't his intent. I agree with that. He wanted Verlander to shut the close the door, and then Gerrit Cole pitch game one.
Right. That wasn't his intent, but it certainly worked out. And now let's extend your point a little bit.
Thank you, John.
Let's extend it. Let's build on that
I'm
point.
Glad you're here for me.
A little bit.
Thank you.
Who's pitching game 7 now if it goes that far?
A guy by the name of Gerrit Cole, I believe.
Yes, sir, it is. Yes, sir, it is. It's going to be him. So, yeah, that wasn't his intent by any stretch, but look at it now. Greinke probably going to be better at home. Certainly the atmosphere is going to be incredible. Okay, he's got to pitch game 5 in the Bronx. Greinke does. That might be a little problematic, boys and girls, but if it goes 7, Gerrit Cole on the mound at Minute Maid Park.
I was downtown at Minute Maid Park. We were handing out some take it back koozies. We're probably going to be there this weekend doing the exact same thing. And there were not very many nerves walking into that ballpark. There was a sense of confidence among Astros fans, and Astros fans seemed to truly believe that they were going to win that game. Now, that's the fans.
Mm-hmm.
What about the baseball messiah, Alex Bregman? This is what Alex Bregman had to say about how he felt when he was driving up to the ballpark for a win or go home game.
When I was driving to the ballpark, I was with my dad, and I was nervous as hell. When I walked in the clubhouse door, it was game time, and everybody was fired up, and we were loose and having a good time doing what we normally do. And I think what you said, this team is special. The reason that we're special is because different guys step up every single night. If one guy goes off, we're probably going to win. Gerrit went off twice this series.
I mean, and that's absolutely correct. Let's be honest, man. I mean, I know that eventually the Rays kind of settled down in the second through the seventh inning, but as soon as the Astros started off the game with 4 straight hits, as soon as they started off the bottom of the first with 4 runs, that game was over.
Like they, I were don't not, think so.
With Gerrit Cole on the mound, I think that
I never
game
thought
was
that.
100% over.
I think never
it was done,
that.
And I don't think they had any chance to get the job done.
No, I never thought that, just because of what I said yesterday. You know, how the Astros are too good not to put a crooked number up on the board. I said they're either going to put a 3 spot or a 4 spot. They put a 4 spot in the first inning. And then what else did I say?
I got it.
You got it?
Yeah, you don't have to toot your own horn,
John.
No,
I'm
just
saying. I
always got your back. You help me expand my point, I'll help you expand yours.
No, I'm just saying,
I
never felt, 4-0 ball game, let me put my feet up and smoke a cigar. I never felt that.
I did.
Yeah.
And for multiple reasons, we'll pull back the curtain a little bit, because there were a lot of loopholes and a lot of listeners that piggybacked on my bet yesterday. And just to pull back the curtain, there was a game inside the game going on in my world, George. I bet heavy. My max bet that the Astros would score 5 runs. They just had to score 5 runs. So after that first inning, 4 runs scored, I was basically counting my money. I felt great.
Then
4
what
runs
then
in
what
the
happened?
First inning. Then they didn't have any base runners until there were 2 outs in the 5th, and there was a walk to Michael Brantley. Then they didn't have a hit until the 7th inning.
19
straight batters retired, and I thought I was going to suffer the worst loss of my betting career. We'll get to that in just a second. But I will toot the horn of the OG John Lopez. This is what John Lopez said yesterday, and this was your prediction. And I don't say it very often to you, John.
Mm-hmm.
You're right. You were right. I think the Astros win by 4 runs.
Wow.
I think the Astros 4
win to by nothing,
4.
Huh?
I think the Astros can I get that 5th, please?
I think it's going to be close, and one Astros explosive inning is going to get it done. I think it'll be – I'll give you your over on your big bet, 4-1. Astros.
That's not an over.
4.5-1. 5-1.
Yeah, thank you. God, dude.
So you said 5-1. It was 6-1.
Yeah. But
appreciate that extra run.
If
you hadn't given that to me, it might not have happened.
They're too good not to have one explosive inning in a game like that. But I just knew it, man. That pitching staff was so good. And the Astros with the intensity of that game. And then Michael Brantley happened.
The guy that I've been loyal to all year. On
Dude,
opening day,
he paid you back. Like, literally paid you back.
On opening day, when we were downtown, I started driving the bandwagon of Michael Brantley. I said, this is going to be the best signing Jeff Luno's ever made, right up there with Charlie Morton. He makes the All-Star team. And I'll be darned if Michael Brantley with me sitting there chewing my nails. I put on my lucky practice jersey.
We were talking about that yesterday.
I was switching shirts. I put on my lucky shirt because I felt like I was about to suffer a bad beat. The Astros score four in the first.
A horrible beat.
Landlocked in a lot of loopholes.
A horrible beat.
A lot of loopholes. I was getting messages from loopholes saying, "What a bet! What a bet!" after the first inning.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden we go to the eighth. There's four runs. The Astros haven't done a dang thing. Michael Brantley up at the plate. Four bags, Mr. Bellhop.
Brantley with a drive. Deep right field. 5-1 Houston.
And just like that.
What did you do?
Oh, I started jumping up and down screaming. Screaming. Just screaming. And it was more like relief.
Yeah.
Because you can't call it a bad bet. It was there, but I was happy that the Astros were advancing. I was happy that that bet hit. I was happy that loopholes could make some money on my behalf for once, because that would have actually stunk. And most importantly, I was happy for not just the people of Houston, but for baseball as a whole. Because baseball now gets to watch the matchup that everybody has wanted. Nobody wanted to watch the Rays anymore. Like, that's cute, like the Rays, like the lowest payroll and stuff. But that is some cornball baseball. Like, that pitch, that change in pitchers every 5 minutes, nobody wants to see that crap against the Yankees. Everybody wants to see Astros-Yankees. So not only did the Astros win for Houston, they won for any baseball fan outside of Tampa Bay. And let's be honest, they only got 500 fans anyway, so they really won for like 99.999% of people that would be watching this series.
And you got a hell of a series. You got a hell of a start. And on top of that, I think there's a little added benefit now that the Astros have won. I think collectively, they're not going to – not that they were, maybe subconsciously or whatever. All of a sudden, collectively, the Astros know it's different in the postseason, man. I mean –
You don't think they knew that?
No, but I'm saying it was a wake-up call. I mean, they were that close to elimination. And I think whether that, you know, I'm not saying they were counting their chickens like a lot of people were, like we were, but I think that all of a sudden, you know, you got that bucket of cold water. Like, every single moment is going to be big, and it doesn't matter who you play.
Can you believe, and we'll get into this a little bit later, can you believe that this weekend at 11 a.m. it's going to be Texas OU, at 2:30 it's going to be Texas A&M Alabama. We're going to have two Astros ALCS games at night. We're going to have Deshaun Watson versus the Kansas City Chiefs on top of a full slate of college football and a full slate of NFL. This might be the best weekend I can remember in sports, honestly, and especially with local ties. But as a whole, this pound for pound might be the best sports weekend that we've ever had.
Yeah, let me come clean on something I'm
doing.
I don't
think I'm overselling it, bro.
No. Let me tell you, come clean on something I'm doing. I put the two TVs together already. I'm going to be watching Texas OU at 11. I'm going to be watching Aggies Alabama at 2:30. I'm going to have the sound down on Florida LSU at 7. Astros 7:08 with the sound up.
Dude.
Next day,
dude,
you got Texans and Chiefs at noon.
And by the way, there's an 8:30 NFL game too if you get up early.
Oh, that's right.
And I know it's just Tampa Bay, Carolina, but that's better than watching a pregame show.
Breaking news, tomorrow's news today, I ain't getting up early. I ain't getting up early after that Saturday that we're going to have.
Your internal clock is weaker than I, John. But we got the matchup we wanted. Let's just let A.J. Hinch, before we get into the other big game around town, let's just let A.J. Hinch summarize it, because he's so good with his words. Let's let the Astros skipper describe the anticipation of the series we've been waiting for beginning this weekend.
We've been the two best teams in the American League, and they're really good, and they're playing really well. We haven't really played a series where both teams have been completely healthy and completely armed, and so we're about to buckle up and get to a seven-game series to see who represents the American League in the World Series. And it's an even better feeling that it comes to our house and we have home field.
And it begins tomorrow downtown. Downtown is going to be crazy. We got you covered wall to wall. We're going to be with you till 2 o'clock, so keep it locked. The OG John Lopez, Landry Locker, live at the Houston Open. What a time to be alive. We'll get more into this.
Oh, yeah, there's that
Astros
too.
Matchup. Yeah, it's a blessing, to say the very least. Figgy Fig holding us down out at the studio. Watson versus Mahomes. We are 2 days away from that. And I'm going to compare the Texans situation that they're facing on Sunday to that of a college program. It might sound silly, but I'll explain it next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.